Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 23rd, 2015. That's for me, I'm not available. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda a little bit out of order on item I under Commissioners, which is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Engineers Week. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and I see that we have a number of engineers present in the audience today. So the proclamation reads as follows: Whereas engineers use their scientific and technical knowledge and skills in creative and innovative ways to fulfill society's needs, whereas engineers face the major technological challenges of our time, from building towns devastated by natural disaster, cleaning up the environment and ensuring safe, clean, and efficient sources of energy, to designing information systems that will speed our country into the future, whereas engineers are encouraging our young math and science students to realize the practical power of their knowledge, whereas we will look more than ever to engineers and their knowledge and skills to meet the challenges of the 21st century, and whereas Engineers Week is February 22nd through 28th of 2015, and as part of that week's observance and activities, the Sabine Chapter of the Texas Society of Professional Engineers awards engineering scholarships to local high school seniors who attend Lamar University and will present the Engineer of the Year and Young Engineer of the Year awards at their Engineers Week banquet on February 24th, 2015. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor our professional engineers, and we proclaim the week of February 22nd through 28th of 2015 as Engineers Week in Jefferson County. We encourage all citizens to applaud the efforts of our local engineers whose skills are central to our quality of life and our nation's competitiveness. All right. Moving on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and possibly approve the specifications for an RFQ for professional engineering design services for Jefferson County. Item B is to receive and file bids for a rebid of the Cheek Community Sewer Improvements Grinder Pumps Installation for Cheek Phase 4. Item C is to consider and possibly approve, award, execute, receive, and file a contract for a rebid of Cheek Community Sewer Improvements Grinder Pump Installations Phase 4 with T. Johnson Industries, Inc. in the amount of $73,475. Item D is to execute, receive, and file professionals agreement with LJA Engineering, Inc. to provide preliminary engineering for Corps of Engineers permit application for siphons under the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway. Funding will be provided by Texas Parks and Wildlife Grant. This project is part of the salt biorestoration plan that was approved by Commissioner's Court on February 9th of 2015 in the amount of $129,700. Item E is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for motor fuel for Jefferson County with Petroleum Traders Corp. and Tricon Inc. for a fourth additional one-year renewal from March 3rd, 2015 to March 2nd, 2016. Item F is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for marine motor fuel for Jefferson County with C&I Oil Company for the first additional one-year renewal from March 30th, 2015 to March 29th, 2016. Item G is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County with Bob Barker, Charm Tex, ICS Gel Supplies, Shoe Corporation of Birmingham, and Tab Textile Company for a second additional one-year renewal from March 9th, 2015 to March 8th, 2016. And the proposed price increase is due to increased manufacturing costs are shown on Exhibit A to the agenda. Item H is to consider and possibly approve a change order number one with Construction Zone for emergency repairs of the fire alarm, credit for permit fees and cost of relocation of FACP and new FAAP panel for a deduction in the amount of $16,879 for a new contract sum of $757,905.61. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost of road building equipment repairs in the amount of $10,000. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for the crime lab for additional cost for shelving and installation in a new van in the amount of $8,000. Item C is consider and approve a budget amendment for Beaumont Maintenance to replace a kettle in the jail in the amount of $14,469. Item D is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for additional cost for travel in the amount of $3,800. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 403711 through 403963 for the period ending February 16, 2015, and check numbers 403964 through 404182 for the period ending today. Do you have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A will be passed. Item B is to consider and possibly approve an amended resolution to authorize the Jefferson County Drug Intervention Court to apply for grant funding from the Office of the Governor's Criminal Justice Division for the period September 1, 2015 through August 31st, 2016. There's no match funding for that. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution concerning the authority of Jefferson County to regulate game rooms. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding support for legislation concerning the extension of Chapter 313 of the Texas Tax Code regarding renewable energy projects. Item E is to receive and file an E-Verify contract amendment, Title 4E Legal Services Contract, to require county contractors and subcontractors to validate work authorization status of individuals working on state contracts. Item F is to receive and file an order to adopt the ex officio road commissioner system for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 252, Subchapter A of the Texas Transportation Code. Item G is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute an application for Crime Victims Clearinghouse Victims Assistance Center grant number 210-3207 for funding from the Criminal Justice Division of the Governor's Office, and there are no unbudgeted match required for that grant. Item H is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute an application to the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program from the Texas Department of Agriculture for funding to provide first-time sewer service improvements in targeted areas. We've already done item I. Item J is to accept, receive, and file certification that the county judge has completed the requirements of chapters 551 and 552 of the government code concerning training on the Texas Open Meetings Act and the Public Information Act. Item K is to consider, possibly approve, and authorize county judge to execute and receive and file a letter of intent of Jefferson County to partner with the Texas General Land Office to apply for United States Department of Housing and Urban Development National Disaster Resilience Grant funding. Item L is to consider and possibly approve emergency grants from the Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations for tournaments that were unable to apply previously due to not having contracts signed. Requested, recommended grants are for the Southeast Texas Baseball Academy in the amount of $21,985. And there's a correction there. It should be $17,690. Tournament non-bid fee rule. Stars over Texas, $500. $500 tournament non-bid fee rule. GT Baseball, five tournaments, $2,500. Item M is to consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute an application for violence crimes against women grant number 13466-18 for funding from the Criminal Justice Division of the Governor's Office. Item N is to consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a grant application from the Office of the Governor for Juvenile Accountability Incentive Block Grant for the Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Allocation for fiscal year 2016 in the amount of $140,138. And lastly, item O is to accept, receive, and file a certification that Commissioner Michael S. Senegal, County Commissioner of Precinct 3, has successfully completed the continuing education provisions of Article 81.005 of the 0025 of the Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioner's Court?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Question.
When we get grant funding, I think it was maybe two legislative sessions ago, Governor Perry got legislation passed requiring that work authorization status be verified on any grant contracts that are awarded to units of local government. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Treasurer and receive and file the investment schedule for January 2015, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I see we're up to 1.035% earnings on our weighted average yield, which is double the equivalent treasury yield. So good job in this interest rate environment, Mr. Treasurer. Under District Clerk, we have one item. A, it's consider and possibly approve setting a fee of $12 to produce passport photos in the District Clerk's office. They'll begin processing passports as authorized by the Government Code Section 51. And that fee will be in addition to all other processing fees established by United States Code Title 22, Chapter 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. Go ahead, please.
I just want to note, District Clerk, could you give us the total fee? I didn't see the total fee. Do you know the total fee for everything?
For a new passport, it'd be $140. $25 execution fee would come to the county, and then of course $12 to process the photos. And then if it's a renewal, $110, and then the fees remain the same. And of course, for a passport card, a new or renewal would be $30 for that fee.
And that's pretty much what I wanted. You got a commission. Okay. It's pretty much just explain that the timeline on how long it would take. I know a lot of times when you go to the post office, some people are saying you can go to Houston and get it quicker and all that. So can you give us a brief explanation or procedure?
Well, they would come in. We would offer from 8:30 to 4:30 to process passports. It's not necessary to make an appointment as you have to do at some of the post offices. That wouldn't be necessary. If you needed to expedite it, you could purchase that here also. You would pay a little more to get it shipped to Houston and return quicker. But of course, you want the same day, you would have to go to Houston to do that. We would not be able to process that here at the courthouse. But everything else we'll be able to take care of.
And how long will it take from the time you apply till the time you possibly would get it? I know it's
usually, I would say no more than 3 weeks. Of course, that depends upon the State Department, and make sure everything is okay with your application. We will try to preview it here to make sure everything is good when it goes off to the state. And once they send it off to Homeland Security and run all the background checks to make sure you're who you're supposed to be in requesting the passport.
And the liability is on this procedure, this endeavor. The liability for us, the county goes for it, verifications and all that, it's on who?
Yeah, we're simply taking in the process, we're taking in the application and sending it to the State Department.
State Department, okay. Thank you.
From what I can read, it sounds like it's similar to what the post offices provide.
Correct.
And the local government code allows you to do that, so the fee structure is kind of similar to the post office.
It's the same.
And the procedures are similar to the post office, just a different location of doing it.
Different location, then we're also allowing you, we're going to process the photos as well, and offer a larger time to come in and take care of that, which I think would be great for the citizens of Jefferson County, because they're doing business here at the courthouse, they could come here and take care of that, and they need a birth certificate or anything like that, they can go see the Honorable Ms. Guidry for that, and if they need a copy of their divorce decree, of course, they would see us for that, we'll take care of that and move the process right along for them. Things like a one-stop shop, a great convenience for our citizens.
Ms. Smith, I'd like to commend you for you coming up with this innovative idea, and I think it'll be a benefit to our customers in Jefferson County, and as per our conversation, just to clarify, I think it was that you will be doing this with your original existing staff, so there won't be any additional personnel needed for this particular service. And
no, sir.
Your benefit from the revenues will exceed your initial capital outlay within just a few short months, assuming on the numbers that you projected we'll be doing. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So again, thank you for your innovativeness in starting this.
Well, I'd certainly recommend that anyone considering traveling outside the United States utilize the district clerk's office. I've had to go over there to Houston to that office, and I wouldn't recommend that experience to anyone. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to AT&T for the boring of a fiber optic cable line under Industrial Parkway in Precinct 2. Item B is to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Engineering Superintendent Stephen Stafford to attend a class on the National Flood Insurance Program Community Rating System in Emmitsburg, Maryland. That's being conducted by FEMA. Course dates are April 27th through 30th. Travel and lodging is at no expense to the county. Approximate cost for ancillaries will be $306. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Historical Commission, item A, it's consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the Jefferson County Historical Commission's annual report for 2014. Item B, it's consider and possibly approve appointments for the Jefferson County Historical Commission for the terms 2015-2017. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Ms. Goodness, is there anything you'd like to say about the annual report? Or?
And
thank you for all the work that y'all do in preserving our historical legacy. All right. We'll get them to you after court. I know I saw them. You don't have it with you, do you, Miss Goodness? I think it's right here. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under, excuse me, Risk Management, item A is receive and file TriStar Risk Management Executed Claim Service Agreement for Workers' Compensation Amendment. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Offer, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Okay. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and approve a resolution for Deputy Billy A. Ray for 17 years and 6 months of dedicated service for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and wishing him well in his future endeavors. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Commissioner Arnold.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me. Arnold. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Is he still going to be teaching concealed handgun classes, Sheriff? All right. I might just mention that the Sheriff's Office does conduct CHL classes out at the facility located on Highway 69. They're a little bit more, yeah, and those are, and actually the cost of attending those classes is less than most of the classes that you can find out there. And I highly recommend it. Alrighty, under District Attorney, we have one item to consider and approve reclassification of a secretarial position, 11-3-11 and grade 38 with a budget of $36,716 to a personal computer technician position, 13-13 and grade 49 with a budget of $36,716. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Judge, I receive, is Paul here? I received the email.
He's back there. I know that, yeah. Do I have a second?
Second, yeah.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. I saw that email this morning. Did you have an opportunity, Ms. Kennedy, to speak to Judge Wortham about Mr. Pelegda's email? Okay.
Need to come to the mic, Paul.
Mr. Arsenault, can you?
After my email and discussion with James Arsenault, I found out he's going to be that person's supervisor. And James Arsenault was an employee of MIS as a PC tech, so he understands my concerns about doing certain procedures and guidelines we have in place, so I don't have any problem with that anymore.
So you're taking your email back?
Yeah, take my email back.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. How many of us are going to be at Golden Triangle Days next week? Yeah, so we're not going to have a quorum. Is there going to be anything that's going to be of an emergency nature, Mr. Swain, or in purchasing? Okay, so we will be at Golden Triangle Days at the Capitol next Monday and Tuesday, and will not have court next week unless you notify us that we need something on Wednesday. And anything else any of Commissioner's Court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I'd just like to remind everybody in the courthouse that visits we have started a construction project, phase 5 of many, for restoring the historical courthouse. And these renovations are taking place in the basement and the first floor. Extensive heating, air conditioning, remodeling and upgrading, and fire alarm system and things like that. So be careful, be cognizant of the safety areas that have been marked off by the contractors as they start this work, and abide by the signage that they will have out there. Also, you've noticed that there's a parking lot over here across the street. Part of it has been fenced off for the contractors to have for their staging area. So apologize for the inconvenience for those employees who have been parking over there, but you'll have to find someplace else to park for at least for a while. This is a estimated about a 300-day renovations for this phase. So it will be extensive and a lot of work going on in the courthouse. So again, just be aware of the signage and the construction areas. And if you have to get into the vaults downstairs, there's memos have been sent out to coordinate directly with either Beaumont Maintenance Department or the contractors to get access to your vaults for records as you may need them. Thank you.
Also, Judge, on the other business item, did the tax assessor, did she, you know, we have two items on the, let's see here. Oh, what we need to.
Oh, okay. Yes, Ms. Getz, here an update from the tax assessor collector regarding changes in the educational process and tax assessor collector's office.
Thank you. The county has spent thousands of dollars educating our tax assessors by sending them all over the state of Texas to take classes in order to obtain certification for the Office of Tax Assessor Collector. We're fortunate in our office to have the only licensed instructor in our county or neighboring counties to actually have the ability to teach these classes. In an effort to continue streamlining our budget and spending our dollars wisely, we decided to change this educational opportunity. Instead of paying to send me across the state, it made sense to offer the courses here at the Jefferson County Airport meeting room and host our fellow assessors and their office staff. 2 weeks ago, we had 15 participants who came as far away as Odessa, Midland, and Dallas. Their participation results in room nights booked in our hotels and dollars spent in our restaurants and businesses. I appreciate the opportunity today to honor this valued employee in our tax office, the Assistant Supervisor of Property, Debbie Pletcher. She is an intelligent woman, knowledgeable instructor, and an inspirational teacher. We're fortunate to have someone with her ability and talent and initiative to volunteer for this project. She successfully taught two classes and is slated to teach several more in the coming months, including one March the 11th through the 13th. Our county is lucky to have such a dedicated employee for almost 20 years. Please join me in congratulating Debbie Pletcher.
All right.
Right,
next item is other business to hear a presentation from Pinnacle Venue Services regarding operations assessment related costs at Ford Park.
I don't see him here, Judge. What I would ask is I'd had a discussion with Fred Jackson concerning this item, and he shared some comments made by some of the court, and basically that I would ask that if it's a RFP that the court wishes to go out for, I would ask that be put into action and allow. Now, I think those guys, this group has already given some type of basic fee charge of what they could do, so I don't know how that would pan out for as a bid process, but they didn't give an exact fee or anything, so whatever the court wishes, I wish to go forward with that for it's going out for RFP or, because what was mentioned one other time is contractual services possibly paying for this. Whatever the court's wishes is, I'd just like to get this item put on the agenda and voted on.
Very good.
I read Deb's suggestion, and I won't hesitate to say that without a doubt, I'm ready, open for us to do whatever, but we need to move on it fast. There is reasons for us to move fast on it. So mine says I'm ready to any dialogue we can have, but it must be done fast, and we need to get started on this project.
Okay. I think she's already got all the bid specs and so forth, or the RFP or RFQ language, so maybe she can have it ready by the next commissioner's court meeting, which it won't be for 2 weeks.
Yep, it should be fine.
Okay, thank you.
And one other item, Judge, for Ms. Kennedy. I asked Judge as well as Mr. Jackson about taxes that's on our cell phone bills. I've had some calls from citizens concerning legalities of those taxes being on our bill. where they seem minute for is 38 cents, $1.49 per carrier. I was told by one of the citizens that Verizon, well, God forgive me, a phone company said that the court would have to take some action to get those taxes removed from phone bills. Where it seems small for one person, it could, when you add all of the 38 cents up, it can get into the thousands. Now, if we're recouping some of those fees, for as the county goes, I just need an explanation on who authorized them to tax the citizens, as well as if the legalities of it. If it's something that the court needs to take action on, I'd like to get it on the agenda to take action to stop it, or at least explain it.
I was told that each individual had to call them to get them to remove it from the bill, but we can take a look and see.
Set a tax, okay.
Patrick's smiling like he's getting some of that money, so if that's true, I don't want to interrupt that.
No, I got one of those phone calls from the city.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right, Jeff. Anything further? Not. Thank you for being here today, and we are adjourned. We got a bunch of things to sign here. Y'all sign those.